Hey everybody, Shane here. I want to tell you about an exciting event I have coming up on April 10th at the Monocle. Rock Paper Podcast presents an acoustic storytelling event, singer-songwriter showcase. I'm featuring the talents of Dana Michael Anderson, Neil C. Luke of Old Souls Revival and LS Express, and Chris Rader of Clusterpluck. And so those guys will be on stage playing and telling some stories behind some of these songs and all kinds of fun stuff. Real limited seating, intimate engagement, listening room experience. So should be an incredible evening. $5 tickets, you can grab those at eventbrite.com. Find more details on the Facebook event. You can find also more details at themonoclestl.com or rockpaperpodcast.com. So check that out. I would love to see you out there. I'm hoping to make this a monthly series featuring all kinds of my favorite writers from around town. So thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. Check them out in the Grand Center area down there in the Dot Zec building. If you're not in the St. Louis area, you can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. They got a lot of fun stuff coming up, including Record Store Day on April 21st. So check out recordstoreday.com for further details regarding some of the exclusive releases coming out that day and stuff. But that'll be a fun one. Come on out and participate in Record Store Day. Support your local record stores. And you can check out... They got a lot of fun things going on over there, like with autographs, a lot of signed records from artists coming through town. I know Judah and the Lion just did a meet and greet and signing over there, so you know, keep a lookout for some signed records from them, and you know, all kinds of people. So again, everything's at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and yeah, shop local.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, this is Pure October, and you're listening to
Rock Paper Podcast.
Oh, my coffee, shit.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of Pure October.
Hey,
hey,
what's up?
Welcome. Bonesaw is ready.
Pizza time.
Yeah, man. We just, I was looking, it was crazy to think that it's been almost a year since we did one of these. So.
Has it really?
Yeah, it was May of 2017.
So. Oh, damn.
Wow. Yeah, man, so.
We were such wee lads.
Yeah. You guys have been busy, though, because I think at the time we were talking about the Just a Taste EP, and since then you guys have put out a record, and then a bunch of some new singles are coming out and stuff. So like, you guys have been hustling.
We've been keeping busy.
Yeah, a lot of big shows and all this stuff. So a lot to talk about.
you know it.
You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves again for those listening? And
ladies first. Well, I am the most handsome of the group. My name's Spencer Peck, and I play bass.
I'm the least handsome of the group. My name is Tom, and I play drums.
I'm the most colorful of the group, and my name is Alex, and I sing and play guitar.
My name is Alex, and I have the most melanin.
Is that some kind of milk? Can you find it in a glass?
I'm the expired milk of the group.
We like to have fun.
Expired milk is black.
Hi, we're a band. We like to have fun. We like to have a good time.
My name's Rod, and I like to party.
Your name is McLovin.
What are you, an Irish R&B singer? But we do have a big show coming up on Friday night, or is that Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday the 7th.
Oh my God, he remembered.
I knew the 7th. I was... took a shot in the dark at it being a Friday night, but it was way off.
You know, I think we originally tried to get a Friday night, but someone's coming through, and I can't remember who it was. but
yeah,
we were lucky enough to go ahead and talk to our buddy Rob, who's over at the pageant, and he was so nice and let us use the duck room for the night. So we're having a fun show over at the duck room on April 7th.
Yeah, and this is a stacked bill full of a bunch of my favorites, so it's gonna be a great night. All these bands have been on the show, which is what I was really excited about. It's always fun for me to see all my friends coming together and throwing a party. So yeah, you got Pure October headlining. You got Inner Outlines. You've got
Yeehaw,
Free Parking, mm-hmm. and Callaway Circus.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited because I don't think we've never actually played a show like other than Road to Point Fest with Free Parking, and we've never played a show with Callaway Circus before. But just like the videos I've seen of them playing before, and their music videos and everything that they put out, like I listened to, they put out that record, I think the record is called Teenage Psychopath, because I heard the single first and then I listened to everything else they had on Spotify, and it actually sounds killer.
Yeah, they're great.
So I'm really excited to play with them in a live setting. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
And then our Inner Outlines is just there because we're contractually obligated to have them on every big show we play.
No, dude, I love Inner Outlines.
We made a deal with the devil, and we kind of sold our souls, and they told us, all right, you have to have Inner Outlines on every show you play. So.
You know what? That's fine. I'll play with them until I die.
No, I love those guys.
Yeah, they I just saw those boys at Pops a little bit ago with Skyburn White and all those guys.
Was that the Ink Spot?
Yeah,
show
the housewarming party thing over there.
That's it.
And that was it was fun, but it was also the first time I'd ever seen Matt play bass. That
I got so used to him just singing that I forgot. Like at one point, he played guitar too. So when I saw the photo of him playing bass on Facebook or whatever, I was like really confused for a second. I thought it was someone else at first, and then I was like, oh shit, it's Matt.
They asked me to fill in for them for like a couple whenever they needed it. They just Cody gave me a call and said, hey, would you be up to do it? And I said, sure.
And they said, like, nah, man, that kid's got too much melanin. He's expired milk.
When does expired milk come black? Like the River Nile. It just turns to blood. But no, anytime they needed a bass, they'll just ask me, and then if I can, I'll try my hardest to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the last show we played with them, that was Travis's benefit show for his mom over at FUBAR for I Just Hit the Airwaves. And you kind of were with them because you jumped up for Halo and sang.
Yeah. So I did the, who's the lead singer for?
Garrett Rapp.
Yeah, I did the Garrett Rapp section of that song. Yeah.
The Garrett Rapp, not rap part.
Well, did you listen to the Agitate the Airwaves version of that song?
Yeah, they had ATG.
That rap.
I thought that actually sounded really cool. Honestly, if they weren't able to nail Garrett for the single, I honestly think it'd still come out just as cool if, you know, they rapped that entire verse instead. Or maybe they could do it as like a remix or something. That actually be pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Re-release.
Yeah, but we're doing the Duck Room show on April 7th, and we're really excited about it. It's over at Blueberry Hill. Doors are at 6:30. The show actually starts at 7, and Callaway Circus is starting off. So we're gonna kick it off at full steam.
Yeah.
Choo choo. We also got brand new shirts for this show, which we're really really excited about. And if anyone wants, they can actually go on our website and buy the shirt, and it'll be sitting there waiting for them at the door, and it'll also be your admission.
And you also get a plate of waffles.
Right. So that's $30, and you got your awesome limited edition t-shirt because it's only for the show.
Is it?
Yeah. And then you have one ticket entry. So that's pretty good way to start off.
What's the website, Spencer?
www.pureoctober.com.
.net.
No, it's .com. Don't go to .net. You'll see dirty pictures. So we got that going. I'm sure that Free Parking,
weed.com,
Inner Outlines, and Callaway Circus, they're going to be bringing merch as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun night, man. And I guess you can grab tickets, right?
You can grab tickets from any of us. You can get them on our website, or you go straight to the Facebook event page, which is on our Facebook page. All
right.
And that'll take you to the pageants link to get tickets too. So
don't sleep on them at the door, because they're going to be more expensive if you do that.
Right.
Yeah, get them early. If you get them from any of us, we'll go ahead and we'll take a big old selfie with you, or we'll play you a song.
Nice.
Give you a kiss on the lips.
We won't diddle you. Don't worry. You're safe.
Tom looked ready as soon as I said that. He puckered up.
Yeah, but so there's a lot of ways that you can get tickets. So go ahead, hang out. It's a Saturday night. You don't have anything else to do. Or right. You probably do, but go ahead and cancel.
But it's also, it's on the loop. So if you have something else to do, you're probably already going to be at the loop. So just show up anyways.
Oh, another fun thing. I think people are starting to loosely figure out that we kind of have a Waffle House vibe going on. Most definitely, there will be an after party at the nearest Waffle House. So you come out, hang out at the show, and then after the show, you can go ahead and hang out with us at a Waffle House, and we'll eat a lot of waffles, and we'll puke everywhere, and then they'll kick us all out, and then you won't be able to come back.
I did have someone offer to hand out waffle triangles at our merch table.
Oh my god, dude.
We're going to have waffle, like, sample-sized waffle triangles and little, like, dishes of syrup for you.
Even better, we had, like, thank you everyone who, like, tweeted at us and messaged us, because we put out, like, one post that was, like, does anyone have a waffle maker? And we had, like, four or five people reply offering their waffle makers for the show. So, fuck yes, we'll use your waffle maker. We're gonna make a shitload of waffles. I don't even know if the duck room's okay with it, but just eat them fast.
Probably not.
Puke everywhere, it's fine.
We'll just say it's part of the set.
Yeah, it's all part of the set. So come hang out, because we're also giving out waffles.
We play the waffle maker.
It's right after Alex finishes playing the skin flute. So yeah, that's our duck room show. So you should come hang out.
You guys ought to name the next album
The Skin Flute.
Scattered, Smothered, and Covered. There you go.
Smothered and
Covered. We should just call it, Can I Get a Waffle, Please?
You know, I actually had an idea for a new song, like, name, and it was just going to be Spilled Milk.
Like, just now?
No, like, I wrote it down. Like, no, I started writing a song.
Can you call it Melon and Milk?
No. Melon and Milk. But, like, I just wrote, like, the idea just came, and I just imagined, you remember that clip from SpongeBob, where, like, he's just, like, has that thought bubble, and it's just spilled milk? That could just be the album art cover, it's just that spilled milk.
Oh, where it's, like, the inner mechanisms of my mind are
enigma. We love doing images where we're gonna get sued for using them.
Because why not?
If we ever get to the point where we get noticed by those higher-ups of Nickelodeon and
you know
Waffle
what?
House.
I think if someone has a pure desire to come at some kids to sue them at that level,
dude,
we've done
I think
right.
We've made it. You can buy a beer. You're not a kid anymore. That's the sad part.
It's true. Yeah. Last time you interviewed us, we were all minors,
and now we're all 25. Don't call us.
Now we're all majors. All right. I don't know. Well, yeah, Spilled Milk, coming to you at some point soon.
Maybe in the future. Probably past the expiration date.
Get out. That's it. Leave. This interview's over. I'm done. What's that, like, marker, Mark?
All right. Well, we do have some brand new music. You guys just released a single, Always. That's available on the Spotify and Bandcamp.
Spotify, yeah.
Bandcamp, yeah. iTunes, Apple Music.
Desire, but cannot quench this burning fire. astray. But the truth of the whole matter is that I'm the one who ended up pushing you away. And I push you away. And I pushed you away. I keep pushing.
Music videos stuff. Up on YouTube, done by professional music video man Spencer Peck.
You know, I'm actually
hire this man.
I'm actually pretty proud that it came out. I think it came out actually really nice for that being the first video I've shot that wasn't one of our
stupid the whole
vlogs.
Thing, this is a whole project because the way that came about was I wrote the song and I demoed it out. I sent it to Tom and Spencer and then they said, "All right, it's good to go. Ship it out." And then I tweaked it a little bit just to make sure it sounded okay.
No,
the first thing we said was, "Are you okay?"
Yeah. The first thing we messaged him was, "Who hurt you?" We said, "Are you okay?"
But then, like,
it's
when
a powerful
when it got,
song. So,
yeah.
I mean,
when it got to like the actual release point, they're just like, "Yeah, this song's ready to go." So.
Well, you wanted to add stuff to it, and we thought it just sounded better, completely raw.
Raw, yeah. Like, I was going to add orchestration and stuff like that, but piano and voice kind of just brings out everything.
Yeah. I don't think that song really needed anything. I think it kind of speaks for itself, I guess.
Yeah.
You probably know more than I do, though.
Huh? No. No. It speaks for itself.
Yeah. I listened to you guys' record, The Gullible.
Yeah.
The Gullible Guide to Getting By.
Yeah.
Or Barely Getting By, sorry.
No, you're right. Gullible Guide to Getting By.
Oh, Getting By.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, there's some pretty hard and heavy stuff on there throughout that record. And to hear right after that, you guys release Always, which is like probably your most emotional, softest, you know, song, and, you know, with piano and everything there. And so it was really cool for me as like a fan and to see that kind of range, that dynamic and stuff of what you guys are doing in your sound and stuff. So
thank you.
Because I like that in a live show too. I like to have, you know, same thing. Like, you know, you don't want to hear every song sound exactly the same for an hour. You want to, you know.
Right. Well, that's like one of the big things. You should have seen this last week. We probably argued about the set list for the Stuckroom show for like
I called a band meeting specifically so we could figure out the set list. Because, I mean, when you do a big headlining show, you know, you want to get it absolutely right with the amount of songs you're going to play and what songs you're going to play and how you're going to transition between those songs. So, I mean, like, it was important to kind of have this meeting.
And what better way to do it than with a ball of tequila in one hand and a Mountain Dew in the other?
Yeah, yeah, but the reason we had the meeting for it is because, like, when we play live, one of the big things we like to do is, since we kind of jump all over the place with the music, we like to be able to have, like, a flow of, like, kind of the softer side of things to the heavier side
and
to everything in between.
And then we realize
you
don't have that. But it's
fine. I'll be kind of do.
No,
I think you'll be. You guys will be surprised when you come to the show.
You?
I think it's a good mix, but yeah, I think you're right. That is the softest song that we came out with, or the most raw, I would say.
Definitely.
Also, I totally forgot what we were talking about for a minute because I was about to do Spencer Challenge Time. Name all the songs on the set list. Just kidding. We're leaving a secret.
I was gonna say, like, you. As soon as you put that out there, my brain just made dial-up noises. I'd have to look it up. We're practicing right after this, so I'll have it.
Yeah.
Like I said, Always is available, and you can grab that. And you guys also been working on some other stuff as well, too.
Yeah. Really good. So our next release is a song called Sunny Side Up, and the premise behind that song is that it's basically trying to keep, well, the way I explained it when I tweeted it out like a couple days ago is trying to keep a straight face when everything's going down the poop chute.
In layman's terms.
Right.
It's basically like, it's like one of those days where everything's just going really, really bad, but like you have to kind of just power through it really, really, really hard, and it just sucks, and like, I could go into the mechanics of how, like, the music coincides with the lyrics, but, yeah, you just have to listen to it. And that comes out next week.
Yeah.
And then I'll let you guys guess how that, like, how it all works out and tell me. Because I don't know.
I'm really excited for it to drop because I think, compared to everything that we've made so far, I think this is probably my favorite song to play and just to, like, listen to, you know, when I'm driving around and stuff like that.
It's something very different compared to what we've usually done. You know, we kind of went with, like, the pop-punk route on the last album and even got into a little bit of, you know, easy core, metal core on there, then had a little bit of emo towards the end of it. with this one, we kind of just, like, we had people compare it. We had our guy, Patrick, or Mike.
What the hell?
I don't know where that came from.
I thought you were about to say your dad,
no.
Patrick.
So we had our guy, Mike, who recorded the song for us. He told us it kind of reminded, it gave him like a Weezer vibe, recorded it, and then I had my dad telling me it sounds like Johnny Cash or something that he would have done because of the bass line at the beginning of the song.
The main inspiration for it was Ben Folds, to be honest.
Yeah.
So it's it's culturally diverse.
So if Weezer and Johnny Cash and like Ben Folds had a baby,
sprinkle in a little bit of like Pixar or something.
Oh god.
That'd be a really fucked up baby.
Pixar baby.
But I bet he'd smell nice.
Like eggs.
that entire concept of the song is basically what we based the show around, is like the breakfast theme.
I still don't remember how we came up with the name of the song, though.
Sunny Side Up.
Yeah, because I remember I said it, but I don't remember what the context was.
Well, we were at Waffle House.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about breakfast, and then I was trying to explain, this is where the music comes in. It's kind of like one of those songs that you, like, would hit an alarm, and then it's like your morning anthem when you wake up. Kind of like Mr. Blue Sky. It literally, the beginning sounds like Mr. Blue Sky, like, no lie.
Oh, yeah, I guess it kind of does.
Yeah. So yeah,
yeah, I can hear it.
So like that was what, and then Sunny Side Up is like, when I think sunny, you think it's like sun in the air, smiles, like Mickey Mouse riding tugboat kind of thing.
What the hell?
Like, have you seen the Mickey Mouse tugboat thing where he's like whistling like?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so imagine like that and waking up and everything's like, the sun has a face on it, everything's bouncing like the old Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Fun fact, that's the first time Mickey Mouse made an appearance ever.
On the tugboat?
Yeah, I think so. I'm like 90% sure. I'm going to Disney World for like the first time this summer. Shit. I'm like super excited about it.
So he's just reading everything.
I watched like 3 documentaries of the history of like Disney and like Disney World and Disneyland.
Did you watch all the animatronic YouTube videos? Because I have as well.
Yes.
I don't know how they popped up, but they popped. No, I was logged into the Pure October YouTube, and that's why I started watching them, because they're all.
Yeah, one of you looks at some weird shit on there, because I can see your Google history. I'm not gonna name names.
if you ever to like if you ever were to like look Tom. Through like our YouTube history and like our Google history, like you'd find the weirdest bastard shit. Just,
I like, kinda well there was like I one watched, part I watched like
at
one
least 50% of the time.
I watched like one car video and then now all of our related videos is just all car videos right. and Disney videos and like weird shit that Tom looks at. I don't really know what you look at, Tom, I'm sorry.
But, what were you talking about?
The song. Oh, where yeah. the name so, came yeah. from.
So, just, like, imagine waking up in the morning with, like, all the bouncy Mickey Mouse stuff and everything has a, like, bass on it. And then the eggs came from, like, you make breakfast in the morning. And then it's, like, it sounds like it should be, like, a funny, like, a fun, happy-go-lucky song, but it's about having a bad day, so it's, like, counterproductive. It's, like, a one big oxymoron in itself. So I think that's why we ended up calling it Sunny Side Up. That or you just love breakfast, I don't know.
Sure.
You just love eggs.
A little of both.
Yeah. And waffles. And toast. And steak. Ooh. I'm hungry.
Did you eat?
Yeah, I had sushi. It was good. I spilled a little bit, but it was good.
And then we have... We're actually really excited about this. We're still on track. We're trying to do a song a month still.
Guess who's next? Guess who's next to writing a song?
Oh, dude, I forgot. Tom. Yeah. Tom wrote a song. Tom put on his he put on his big boy pants, and now I'm the only one who hasn't really written lyrics before.
You should just write something stupid goofy.
the monologue of my life.
Stupid goofy.
Yeah, but no, Tom's got a song coming out too, and then we got some covers that we're doing that we're excited about.
I forgot about that too.
But you're gonna have to kind of just hang out and look at our. Keep up with us on like Facebook or something to see when those come out. And
some rework, a reworked version of a popular song that we all love.
Yeah. So we got some stuff cooking. We got a lot of stuff cooking right now.
Facebook.
Yeah, we're all over the internet.
No, I'm just kidding. Facebook's pretty chill.
Is there a. You gonna bust out some of those covers at the show?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yes.
I know we're doing at least one for sure.
We have three covers at the show, and should we name them all or should we keep them separate?
No, they can figure.
One of them I'm really excited for, and you know which one it is.
Yeah, we got a few covers we're doing. We're doing both the new singles, and we're doing some old town favorites from the last record, and I think we're doing one or two from the EP.
You make us sound like we're like 20 years old.
You are 20 years old.
20 as a band. I mean, as a band. You make us sound like we're as a band.
I'm just really excited. It's gonna be a really fun night. That's why I keep bringing it up.
Yeah. Well, you do have a couple other dates coming up for the summer. You guys are playing a May 19th. That's the Kickback Festival.
Yeah. Yes, dude. Our old bassist Roman. One of my best friends in the whole wide world, he texted me the other day. He'd been talking about this like months ago, like at least 6 months ago, about like, dude, what if we played a show at like a skate park or like just something like a one-off, like really crazy show. And he kept bringing up like skate park. And so did Ryan Beck. They're both in the band Archangelo, which is a really, really cool metal band from here in St. Louis. And they finally texted, I think Roman texted me like a week or two ago, and he's like, hey, that show is actually happening, like, let's do it. And I was like, oh fuck, Tom's out of town, but we're gonna make it work. So we're gonna be playing Kickback Fest with a lot of cool bands, mainly, like I said, Archangel is gonna be there, The Weekend Routine is gonna be there, there's a band called The Bad Haircuts that's gonna be there. I haven't seen them in a minute, so I'm excited to see what they're up to. But it's at the St. Louis Mills Mall in the skate park, and it's like an entire day's festival of just music, and they got like old video games, like they're gonna have Mortal Kombat and like Tony Hawk Pro Skater. The kids are gonna be skating around. I think
you
they got food and
I'll
shit.
Be on my rollerblades.
And no one pay attention to Alex. Actually, can you play our set with rollerblades on?
I will do it with rollerblades on, but I will rollerblade while other people are playing.
So I think it's gonna be a hell of a lot of fun. But there's a Facebook page you can look up to figure out how to get tickets, because we don't have physical tickets yet. But they're only like 10 or 12 bucks for the entire day. So we're really excited for that show. Kickback Fest. Look it up.
Yeah. And then we got June 22nd is the Agitate the Airwaves birthday show. And that's
and we're headlining that now.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I was really bummed to hear about the former me breaking up. So I guess that kind of moved them off the bill because we had Twitter beef for a minute, and I was like, so is that show gonna be like our bury the hatchet? And he's like, no, the hatchet's staying out. I'm like, it's time to die. So I was ready to duke it out. But I don't really know what the plan is with that now. I'm kind of bummed.
Get to play pranks with each other the entire night.
Well, I was bummed that I thought
wait, what did they show up and start playing pranks with us?
I thought the former me, I thought when they were dropping off the bill, I thought like Hard Loss was going to come in, but I think they're busy too, so I don't know. But we're really excited because I know that the Cinema Story is playing with us, and there's a few other cool bands, but I honestly, it's been kind of weird with how it's like been evolving just because bands are coming and going, so I think we're starting to get the final solid lineup coming through really, really soon. But that's on June 2nd.
Seems like a lot of people are kind of dropping off.
And that's the Firebird?
That is, yeah, at the Firebird.
That's at the Firebird.
Yeah. You guys just played there with the CD?
Destiny, yeah. Destiny. They just did their release show there.
And that was lit.
Oh my god, dude. Those kids know how to fucking party.
Hell yeah.
And the, who was it, we should leave this tree. I never heard of them before, but they were actually really, really, really good as well.
They're tight.
The Cinema Story played that as well, and they did a really, really good job.
Yeah.
And who else? I think there was one more band, wasn't there?
I like your description. No, it was just us. Just the four of us. Everybody else.
Man, I felt like it was
just the four of us.
I think it was just because there were so many people there, it felt like a bigger show.
Yeah.
There's a good amount of people there, yeah.
They had killer lights too. Like they went all out with the whole light show.
They did.
I actually
don't know how much it cost for real.
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind doing
so. I can't imagine we're allowed to say.
But if you actually haven't listened to it yet, I don't know if you have or not, but Destiny's new album,
it's solid.
It's actually really good. We listened to it the entire way down to Cape Girardeau when we played it a little place called Ragsdale's. And we listened to it the whole way there. And I think we listened to it again on the way back a little bit.
No, on the way back, just there.
You both would pass the fuck out.
So I played the music on the way back.
Yeah, and then you passed out.
And then I woke up again.
Because I was like, I was about to go to sleep while driving, so I was like...
Well, thank the Lord you didn't.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I should play a podcast. But I was like, oh wait, I can't because he's got
the aux.
Yeah. But no, we had a lot of fun playing that show too, and I really like playing at the Firebird. So hopefully, I'm happy that we're going to be back there again in June.
It's a fun venue.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think they got new equipment too. I don't know.
That's cool. Yeah. So a lot of big things happening for Pure October. You can get involved with these guys on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, pureoctober.com.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Send us a message.
Or .net.
Come visit us at school.
Yeah, come to our school.
No, please don't come to my home.
Let
address.
Me give you my social. I have no
please
money.
Venmo
it's fine.
Venmo me.
Please Venmo the band so we can afford to eat. The only food place at this campus is closed, isn't it?
Yep.
We're at Maryville University right now. Alex is
live on location.
Live on location.
Alex's school. Hey, look. There's our spring concert that we got turned down for again.
Yeah, dude. If anyone listening is still in school, go ahead and put us in contact with your campus activity dudes so we can come jam at your school.
CAD. Campus activity dudes.
And then I think we're having another show on May 18th, but that's kind of a mystery show right now, so I'm not going to go into details about it. And speaking of school shows, April 5th, if you're not doing anything, come hang out at Lindenwood. I think Tom. Yeah, I think Tom knows a little bit more about that.
Yeah. We're doing a philanthropy event for Phi Sigma Sigma Sorority. Shout out to them. They asked us to come play their first ever philanthropy event. It's called the Phi Sigma Sigma Rockathon, and all the proceeds from the night are going to go to the Phi Sigma Sigma Foundation, which helps young kids. And if you want to learn more about that, you can Google Phi Sigma Sigma.
Delta Pi October is Delta helping October. The children.
But it'll be a fun show. It's April 5th. We play at 6:30, and it'll be in the Evans Commons lawn at Lindenwood University. That's going to be, it's $5 to get in, or the school supplies donation as well.
So is Evans Commons lawn the same place the bonfire event was? Okay. Is it the same setup, or will there be stages and stuff?
is now the time.
great job, Alex, knowing about our own shows.
Well, you go to the university.
You're part of the band.
Does he though?
You're right. Well, I'm receiving the emails.
So by the way, we're pretty stacked up from here until like June, so I'm really excited. We got a lot of shows going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Like I said, it's just fun to see you guys putting in the work and being rewarded for it. You know, a lot of great shows and everything else, and so it's pretty awesome to see the growth already in since a year since we met last time and stuff. So
thank you. We're trying. We're trying as best we can.
Are we?
We are. I just hope it's working. You can't really tell.
Do you ever wonder, like, what level is, like, so, like, underperforming and overperforming? Like, do you ever wonder, like, where the medium is between those two?
What do you mean, under and over?
So, like...
Like, us? So, like, live, or, like...
You know, like, so, us doing the entire thing. So, where is underperforming as far as, like, putting in the best effort?
Oh, yeah.
And where is overperforming as in, like, doing too much and, like, burning yourself out? Do you ever wonder, like, where the middle line is for that?
I think we're dead in the middle, or slightly under, but we'll see.
Slightly under.
I mean, I think that's all personal. I mean, I don't think... Right. I don't think there's any rule to any of it, because I got friends that play almost every night, you know, or every other night or whatever, you know, they play all the time, and then like some bands only want to play once a month or,
right.
you know, or a couple times a year and stuff, so I think it all varies, but like you know, it is something to figure out though, like, because it's tricky sometimes if you're playing out all the time, like,
yeah,
to get people to come to shows, because they're like, oh, we can see them next time or whatever.
I think that's the problem we ran into pretty early on, and then we just didn't really learn from it. And we were trying to do like a show a month, and I think we just now started to kind of wise up.
I think our initial thought was that a month gives us enough time to spread out so that we can like do like the pre-sales and whatnot, but then we figured out that like a month still isn't like a big enough gap. Like,
so
like you need, because the hype isn't really like done in a month, it's done over many months. That's why like you see all the really, really big artists like Ed Sheeran and all these people like booking a year. Like for these big for these big like arena shows, like they'll start selling tickets like the year before like they actually play the venue.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I don't know if that's like, I don't know. That just seems crazy to me, because like I don't think Ed Sheeran or Maroon 5 have any trouble selling tickets or whatever.
Right,
right.
Why would they need a year to sell tickets? Like,
I just spent $120 on Ed Sheeran tickets.
Jesus,
thanks, Ed,
you bastard. Well, I think one thing that we're starting to learn is like, it's really fun to play at venues. It's really fun to play at venues. Like we are like about to. When we figured out we were playing the Duck Room, we about all shit our pants at the same time. It was a mess. It was disgusting. They had to call a company to come clean the room.
I've never seen anybody in a Duck Room before. That's the thing.
But besides that, like, I think we're finding more fun in also playing like unconventional shows, or just the thought of unconventional shows, like just showing up at like a fucking laundromat, or showing up at like where else, like Waffle House.
I asked my boss at my current work. I work at the Shack breakfast restaurant, and if we did 100 people at $20 a ticket, it'd be catered food and a concert.
Like, yeah,
for the night.
See, like stuff like that. That sounds like a lot more fun. Like, I think it'd be fun to just
we
kind of pop up and play.
And have everything catered to.
So I think in the future we're still gonna play venues, obviously, because we love playing at like, you know, the Firebird and Foo Bar, and you know, hopefully the Duck Room. But I think we're also gonna start playing a lot more shows in places you wouldn't really think of going to. But hopefully you'll still come out. I had to burp. Sorry.
I mean, that's kind of I have the same mentality about doing this show. Like, I love doing the podcast and all kinds of...
Where's the weirdest place you've done a podcast?
The weirdest?
The interview's about you now.
Yeah.
Heard of the timeshare?
I did one in a minivan. I've done Taco Bell, and
we did an interview with Taco Bell.
We did. Yeah, we did one in a Taco Bell drive-thru. I forgot about that. I never got to hear that interview. I'm upset about that, Hannah. I'm calling you out.
She'll hear this.
Yeah, I've done a lot of random places and made it the best of it, and
I feel like sometimes it'd be more fun to do it in just weird ass places.
Yeah. I did one in a mall food court.
Places that people like going to.
And I was thinking of, like, at that time I thought it'd be really funny too. Like, they had, like, it was over at the Chesterfield Mall.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, they had, like, this little train that goes through the mall. And I was like, man, that'd be really funny to, like, record a whole podcast, like, just in the back of that train, like, going through the mall the whole time. And
dude, so. you need to start putting, like, video into the podcast. Yeah. That'd actually be really fun.
Yeah.
Or, like, the Rock Paper Podcast YouTube channel or something, and just like you could do like a 2-minute interview in a fucking train going in circles at Chesterfield Mall.
I'm gonna
copyright this idea right now, and it's gonna be called the 2-minute drive-through interview.
Ooh.
Where you get in the car and you go to, like, have you ever seen, what is it, Cars and Coffee, or what's the thing with Seinfeld?
Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, like you can do that, or like kind of the same deal where you go get coffee, except you're in the drive-through. And you have to, like, interview each other. You can have two bands interview each other, and then whoever's stuck on the last question before you order the food has to buy the other people food. And that way you just, like, fire off questions. If anyone takes that, I'm going to find you. And we're gonna work on it together. I'm not going to hurt you.
And then he's going to nickel and dime you out of the contract. Yeah.
And then I'm going to sell you a timeshare.
In exchange for said contract.
Dude, St. Louis is like the perfect place to do it. I think we've said in every single interview that we fucking love St. Louis. There's so much weird shit here that you can make anything work out. Seriously.
I love St. Louis because it's just such full of weird shit.
It's full of weird shit and cool places and even weirder and cooler people.
It's a good music town, I'd say. Like, it's like, isn't it like the predecessor? It's like New Orleans and then St. Louis.
Well, yeah, I would say they're
the jazz and stuff like that.
That's one thing I noticed, because I've started to go to, like, when we first started, I didn't even go to shows. I played shows, and then that was about it, because my mom would beat me up if I went to shows. At, like, I was, like, 16 or, like, 15. I don't know. But, like, then I only started going to, like, other shows that were in our genre. But now, in the past, like, year or two, I've been going to all sorts of shows, like, and I don't think it was until I started going to more and more shows outside of, like, pop punk and, like, metal that I realized just how big the music scene is here. Because, like, I've seen you on Facebook showing everything that's going on the weekends, and your list is going through, like, 20, 30 different things.
True.
Like, yeah. I went to my first bluegrass show at the Old Rock House, like, a month ago with my friend Zach. I think I had more fun at that show than any, like, punk show that I've been to in, like, the past 2 years. And I'd never listened to bluegrass. Like,
I'd say it's more fun live because it's like you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, but
each bluegrass group is different.
And like I'm only 20 right now, so like, you know, like the Oyster Club or like Venice Cafe, like I can't wait to go to those venues and see what talent is at those venues as well. Just because I never realized just how big St. Louis is until now. Special thanks to Jake Baxter. I'm gonna plug him because he showed me a lot of the city that I didn't really know existed, like, music wise.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all over the place playing now, man.
You know what place you need to go to? It's the Kranzberg Arts Center, because he's going to be performing there, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm there once a semester.
Yeah, so he has to perform there once, and then every Wednesday they have free jazz.
Is that where you went?
Yeah, they go crazy. It's literally just like, well, they show up, so it's free jazz, so you show up and you listen to a couple of their songs, and then a lot of people there aren't there to listen, but to play along. So they'll bring people from the crowd and just have them go improv. So a lot of people bring their own instruments, and then you'll have like 15 people on stage improv.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Or like, there's a lot of pop-up shows, or like, there's a big DIY scene here in St. Louis that I never really realized existed.
Yeah.
That I'm starting to notice more and more ever since we went to the last Aaron Play show.
Yeah.
In that cabin. And then, like, what else? There's a lot of coffee shop, like, kind of just show up and play for however long. Or, like, they got, like, spoken word and a bunch of other cool stuff. So there's, like, there's a niche for everybody here in St. Louis, which I never really noticed until I started looking outside my own genre.
Yeah. I started doing the show because I thought I knew, you know, a fair amount about music. But then, like, you know, 4 years in, I'm still discovering new music in town.
Right.
And things that I've been missing out on. And so that's the fun of it, man, is just like continually discovering more cool stuff in the city, and yeah, there's no shortage of amazing players and talent around town. So,
well, like, I've seen you, obviously, I've seen that you do, like, repeat artists every now and then to, you know, kind of catch back up, because it's been, like, a year, like, yeah, in our case. Yeah. But, like, every time I see you have a new podcast, it's always a new person that I did or did not know existed. So, right. I think that's really cool, too.
Yeah, man.
You're a celebrity, dude.
Oh, I don't know about that. yeah, so we got some big shows coming up for Pure October. We got brand new music, you guys wanted to debut that song, right?
Yeah.
Sunny Side Up.
Let's throw that puppy on right here.
Let's close this bad boy out with a brand new tune.
Throw that sucker on the griddle.
World exclusive, world premiere exclusive right here.
World, yeah.
We need some air horns going.
I took a walk today, a big smile on my face, 'cause the migraines got me thinking that I might die today. There's a feeling in the air, a poison and despair, and a status sad, it makes me glad, 'cause I might pass away. Now don't you worry, I'll be fine, and by fine I mean I won't be fucking alright, because today I feel like shit, and today I feel like it's not gonna quit. And baby, honestly, the thought of me with you makes me sick, and so today I feel like shit. Why am I okay with it? I'm unnecessary as month of January, just wanna hide away till May. I just spent my time out of my mind thinking about the times that I felt fine and wishing everything would just stay the same. Now don't you worry, I'll be okay, except there's always just one thing on my brain, and it drives me crazy bad at night, 'cause I know that I won't be fucking alright, because today I feel like shit, and today I feel not gonna quit. And baby, honestly, the thought of me with you makes me sick, and so today I feel like shit. Why am I okay with I wish I was fine with everything that's happening, and I wish I could tell. Today I feel like
when I say you guys don't care.
And baby, honestly, I never wanna see you again, because you make me feel like shit, and I'm not okay with it. And baby, honestly,
again, getting plugged in with these guys on all your social media. Pick up the brand new shirt and ticket to the show
for
get Saturday your waffles.
Night. Get your waffles.
Oh, right. We got questions actually.
Oh yeah, we forgot about the questions. Yeah.
Man, this man's busy. He's got shit to do.
Well, we'll just do one line answers. pull up all the questions and I'll answer all of them in 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Chris asks, Saved by the Bell or Dawson's Creek?
Saved by the Bell.
Dawson's Creek.
I haven't seen either. So.
No, he's right. Saved by the Bell.
Andrew, which band member gives the best hug? I think I do.
I've never seen you hug anyone.
Alex, move on.
Okay. Roman, is rollerblading making a comeback?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
It might be. There's actually a couple skates. Look, I actually have some skates pulled up that I want to buy, and they look like Jordans.
Next question.
Chris, ice cream or custard?
Custard.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Those are the skates.
Did Ross deserve to be with Rachel after everything they'd been through together? Absolutely.
Yes.
I've never seen Friends.
Is Callaway Circus the worst band in St. Louis?
Yeah, no, they are a close second. Pure October is in first place.
Spencer, go through your questions.
That was all.
There's Twitter ones.
I didn't see any on Twitter.
Are you sure? There were.
Some people asked, or we asked who we should open for, and we had a lot of fun answers. So people want to see us open for Miley Cyrus. Fuck yes. Who else? Blake Shelton. Maybe if I can hit him with my guitar midway through the set. Maybe Keith Urban was there. I don't know. There was another Brad Paisley.
Know who we should open for? Randy Jackson. We should open for.
Does he still do?
No.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
That was slick. I like that.
All right, we're good.
I think that's everything. There's probably more, but we can't.
Spencer, ask me one more question. Rollerblading is not making a comeback right now.
Wait,
there are some pretty cool skates out there.
I can do one more question. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Well, you heard it here first.
I got one more.
Okay.
Oh, that was a long one. Who was your favorite? Never. I want to actually. The whole thing. Who was your favorite Power Ranger?
I remember when I was little, I wanted to be the Red Ranger. No, I wanted
Tommy.
To be
Tommy's the green and white Ranger from Mighty Morphin.
I was the Red Ranger for Halloween one year, so I'm just going to say Red Ranger. I really don't watch Power Rangers anymore. But
dude,
like,
I wanted to be the Pink Ranger when I was like 6, and then other kids started making fun of me, so now I had to say the red one. But low key, I still wanted to be the Pink Tommy. One.
Wait, what were the two goons in that show? I forget their names. But like they always wear like bandanas on their heads. And
Buzz Lightyear.
And one of them like had like fingerless gloves, and they were they were so stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind. You know what? Let's just end.
What's your favorite? What was your favorite kid show?
Fucking Christ! There's too many of them.
From Nickelodeon.
SpongeBob, of course.
Really?
Yeah. What else could there be?
Drake and Josh.
Kid show?
It's a kid show.
Well, like. I watched the most back in the day was SpongeBob. Hands down.
Okay.
I can actually recite every episode.
I watched Fairly Odd Parents a lot because my dad did a perfect Jorgen impersonation.
I just imagine your dad.
Yeah.
Wait, what about you?
I don't know.
You're on the spot.
It was a lot for, like, I love SpongeBob, but I didn't really get into SpongeBob as a kid. It was because it was like as an adult already by then. There was like, you know, in my time growing up, there was a lot of like, yeah, Ren and Stimpy, Animaniacs,
Arnold,
Doug and Rugrats and all that. Like, I mean, there was
some
was some good Nickelodeon years then back then, man.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah. All that.
Pure October.
They just did an all that
Doug.
Reunion.
They did an all that reunion?
Yeah. Wildin' Out.
Oh my god.
Dude.
With Kenan and Kel and Mary Beth and.
The Amanda Show was a thing.
Yes.
Mm. Bring out the Dancing Lobsters. Dude, Drake Bell was on that show. Drake Bell's coming to St. Louis too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So they're like asking next for week. People to open that.
Too bad it's on a Tuesday night.
Maybe that's why.
All right. Well, I guess we should wrap it up now.
Yep. Good game.
I think we answered every question.
Alex isn't good at wrapping it up.
Wrap it up. I don't know how to.
That was a condom joke.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
Wow.
I don't know. How do we exit here?
Bye, everybody.
On the joke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, we have to do like a group. And you've listened to Pure Rocktober. Ready?
Is that what we're saying?
No, we're not. No.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O on three. One, two, three.
Oh, Spaghetti-O's.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.